Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, joined as always by my indispensable producer and business partner and wonderful all-around gal, Donna Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialist. That is the urology specialty group that I started in 2007. We are six physicians and multiple advanced practice providers, that is PAs and nurse practitioners, and we have a commitment to taking care of the whole you, from the nipples to the knees.
Nipples to the knees. We are in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, Dripping Springs, where we can check all your nipples and all your knees. Well, maybe with an orthopedic specialist. You can call us at 512-238-0762 and our website, armormenshealth.com.
For those of you that listen on the radio, you will know this name, a longtime member of the Austin radio community. So glad to be joined by Ray Solano. Welcome back, Ray.
Well, thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell our audience what you do and what your show was about when you had it on the air?
You know, we started this 10, 15 years ago, is giving people choices in their healthcare. It's not just prescription medications, but you have to change your lifestyle before you're going to be able to get that health challenges. Because many times people just forget about what they eat, they forget about what they do, and they just expect a prescription drug to fix it. So we started at the basics and we had an open discussion. This is really where the foundation, you know, Austin, this is actually started here.
It's actually quite
like a movement, right?
Quite interesting, right? You were doing this type of regenerative medicine and advice on people taking control of their health well before it's become so much in fashion today.
That's right. And we gave people education on some nutritionals, deficiencies of prescription medication. Many people didn't even realize that most of the medications deplete nutrients like magnesium and CoQ10, and now it's mainstream. So before we were cutting edge of giving people that information. So we think we've changed a lot of lives over the years.
How would you describe your educational background and kind of, you know, what you do?
Many pharmacists don't spend a lot of time in nutrition training. I'm a board certified clinical nutritionist that really understands the clinical significance of the body and how it reacts to nutritionals and homeopathy medications. So all these things are very different medications that we really look at the whole body experience. So that clinical, that training in clinical nutrition makes a huge difference in people's overall health because you see the big picture, not just one particular drug.
And I see that a lot. You know, when you have someone that just trained in science,
right,
and math and technology, and they approach a problem, then you have somebody that just like, you know, what I would consider hippie medicine, you know, just kind of, all, you know, whatever they read on the internet and whatever their feelings are and their chakras are, they come at a problem. And at some point, they're both a little less believable. But when you have somebody that's trained on both sides, they can both provide the scientific background of why something like eating right and taking supplements and sleeping well is also going to help you. And then, you know, really, the smarter you are, the more, you know, it seems natural and obvious.
Exactly. You know, we looked at the gut-brain connection. You know, this was something that wasn't talked about years ago. But if your stomach is not functioning properly, your brain is not going to be connected. You're going to have neurotransmitters that are out of balance. So the people that need to understand is so significant. What you eat, how your GI tract is functioning, makes a huge difference in your overall outlook on life and your personality. And also, by the way, how you sleep at night, the most important thing. So we look at those functional basics and then build up from there.
And you have a clinic in which you help take care of or give advice and a roadmap to patients as they're looking to live longer and live healthier. And as our population ages, we're going to have more and more pharmaceuticals to keep you going, you know? But don't you, as a listener, want to keep going well? Can you describe to me what being, you know, somebody that sees you in your regenerative medicine clinic, like, what are you doing for them? And what are the most common changes that you make in their lifestyle?
Well, we take a common sense approach to medicine. We have a proprietary platform. Dr. Jim LaValle put together a metabolic code program that really has some artificial intelligence that takes the trends in your blood tests and where you're going Okay, so the trending is you may have a high blood pressure, high blood sugar levels. You may have some particle levels, but how they all interrelate and how they're moving can give predictive of where your health's going to be maybe 10 years from now. You're at a high risk. So you can give yourself a roadmap on how you can change that course. That's something that's really not really practiced today. Where are you going to be 10 years from now?
It's really important. You know, I talk about cancer diagnosis oftentimes. You know, at the time of cancer diagnosis, that patients are asking what changes they can make to their lifestyle.
Right.
And exactly. I made the comment several shows ago that really the only pill you can take is the one that goes back in time 10 years for you to lose weight, eat better, get more sleep,
exactly.
and take fewer, inflammatory things. And so really starting early is key. In terms of the most common thing that you would want to change or things that you'd change in somebody, say, in their 30s or 40s so that they can have a healthy 50s and 60s, What do you think a couple of the big important things are?
What we're finding is the jet fuel that runs in our body is our blood sugar levels. Okay. And that is an inflammatory condition. When people have high blood sugar levels we feel that it should be, your blood sugar levels should be in 85, 90. And unfortunately, many people, even in their 40s, have blood sugar levels
in the 110s, 120s.
And that's considered normal.
That's normal.
So when you have this inflammation, this fire.
Constant inflammation
every
in
day,
your body. Every day. Every meal.
Every meal. And then all of a sudden your blood pressure creeps up, and then you have cardiovascular disease.
Because when you're 30, your body can handle it.
That's right.
And make up for it. But then all of a sudden, and that's why everybody's like, I don't know, I turned 40 or I turned 50 and everything came apart. That's right. Everything came apart because, your blood sugar levels were running too high before.
We start when we're the children. We'll be feeding our kids when they're young, the amount of blood, of sugar that is consumed, and it cascades from there. So we start with that, something is very simple.
And that's why, in our clinic, we have a nutritionist, and really what she focuses a lot on is reducing inflammatory intake through the diet, and that's often through sugar. And I think that, it's such an important thing. By reducing sugar, even if you have a higher fat diet, your cholesterol will go down, and people are always amazed.
It's so simple, but it's sometimes very hard. People just can't make that change.
Your partner, Dr. Jim LaValle, we've worked with in the past. He has a unique approach to cancer management where he uses, sequential nutraceuticals and different types of compounds to help reduce, the impact that cancer has in even advanced cancer patients. And I found that to be amazing. I think that partnering with somebody like that, that looks outside of the box, gives you a special edge when it comes to regenerative medicine.
There are certain ways you can stop the body from replicating cancer cells. And there are, you work, when you work in concert with the body, as opposed to blocking it, you can really do miraculous things. Let the body heal itself. So this is kind of the nutritionals that we put together, bind nicely to the receptors. So upregulate the ability for the body to kill its own cancer cells. And there's a whole philosophy behind that. Working in concert with chemotherapy, working in concert with traditional therapy, and be able to, many times, the nutrients that are lost during that therapy, put those back in. Just because you may be cancer-free now, it's important to repair some of the damage that has occurred, because guess what? It may come back. So it's really important to let your body, put them in charge of fixing itself.
And so many listeners out there, when you're diagnosed with cancer, and I see it in the eyes of the patients, they really think that I, as a doctor, actually have a solution that's going to work for everyone every time. And as a doctor, I'm always surprised at how different people react to the same therapy. So there is something about each individual person and each individual body that's going to make the therapies work or not work. And finding providers that are going to help, separate you from the masses to help your therapies, I think is important. And that's true of cancer and general health conditions.
Yeah, I look at it as a team approach. It's not exclusive to one. And it's really important that the patient understands what the journey is going to be and how they can be in charge to help fix themselves. So they got to be good patients.
So if somebody wants to become a patient of your regenerative clinic, how do they reach you? What's your number and your website?
Our phone number for our clinic is 512-219-0782. And our website is Laval Performance, L-A-V-A-L-L-E, Performance. Or our pharmacy is easy to get reached as well. We actually answer the phone. How's that?
I love it.
PDLabsRx.com. And, you know, we're able to give you a lot of answers.
Donna, can we put all that stuff on our notes for the podcast?
Of course. And Dr. Mystery's forbidden me to answer the phone, so you can call us, though, at 512-238-0762. Visit our website, armormenshealth.com. You could submit your question there. If you have a question, though, for Ray Solano, you can submit those questions there as well. And listen to our podcast wherever you podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Show. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist, all-around good guy. And I'm joined by my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. All around good gal. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Donna, this is a show that's brought to you by NAU Urology Specialist. That's the practice that I started in 2007. You function as the business development manager. You were the practice administrator at some point. And now you're my wonderful sidekick on the radio.
That's right. I couldn't handle anymore, so I just keep demoting myself. Now I'm just your sidekick. I love it.
That's lovely. You still have a bigger office than I do. How do people get a hold of us and become our patient?
Our number is 512-238-0762 and our website, armormenshealth.com, where you can submit your questions. We'll answer anonymously for Dr. Mystery or any of our lovely guests like Ray Solano here. And remember to listen to our podcasts wherever you listen to free podcasts. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs.
So once again, we're joined by Ray Solano, a Austin staple. For those of you that listen to this on News Radio KLBJ. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, I don't know, you have a podcast somewhere, don't you, Ray?
We do.
What's the name of your podcast?
Healthy Choices is our podcast, and we're all over the place just like you.
Well, I love it. I love it. So, Ray, you're a pharmacist by training and really have a focus on nutraceuticals and lifestyle management. You had a show right here in Austin that really focused on it. And in the last segment, we talked about your regenerative medicine approach, an individualized approach on helping us live longer. And that's not just for healthy people, right? I mean, sick people can come and try to live longer too, right?
Well, that's right. You know, it's important that people realize they can turn the course for chronic conditions. They just don't have to just live with it and take these medications for the rest of their life. There's some lifestyle changes that you can do. It starts with their diet and their choices in what they do on a daily basis so that you can really turn the course so you have the freedom to enjoy your later years.
But, you know, when it comes to chronic conditions, you know, I'm a doctor. And you're a pharmacist.
That's right.
Drugs are still important.
They do make a difference.
They really do make a difference. So when it comes to drugs, though, you know, the large pharmaceutical companies have to produce large volume things that pass a number of FDA type things. But they don't always have kind of the best solution for delivering drugs for every single individual, right?
Well, this is how pharmacy started years ago. You know, the physician would call and say, I need this medication or this substance, and I'd like to have it in a capsule form or a solution. And pharmacists came up with the concoction, or they came up with the delivery method, and the patient got what they came up with, and it worked. Unfortunately, when a pharmaceutical manufacturing company, they have just one solution. And unfortunately, one size does not fit all. So this is where the triad relationship with physicians to come up with different delivery methods so that the patient gets exactly the dose they need without the side effects, and they are able to stay on it and compliant.
The issue that really focused my mind on how important a compounded drug is when we were giving estrogen to women vaginally to help them prevent urinary tract infection and for sexual functioning. And a good percentage of them were allergic to the commonly available medication. So I went to you guys in your former role and other compounding pharmacies, and we got different bases that the women could test and then make the drug up for them. It gave me more control as a physician to be able to say, well, I can't help you. You're allergic to it. I'm afraid you're out of it. And I feel like a lot of people who have bad reactions to medications, it's not just the drug or active ingredient, it's what the pill has in it, right?
Exactly. And also the dosage of the drug. Okay. It could be many people are fast metabolizers. Some people are slow metabolizers. So they may need half the dose. So people are always cutting up tablets or they're cutting up this and they're not getting anywhere close to what's supposed to be or even know what it is. So that's the reason why we personalize medications to the different types of bases, the different types of doses, and also whether they want to do it as a nasal spray or they want to do it as a troche.
Because, you know, for us, pills make a lot of sense from the drug company's standpoint.
Right. It's fast.
And it's, you know, and not everybody's going to do well with a pill. Sometimes, and how the body takes the medicine in changes. The way the nose absorbs it, the way the tongue absorbs it, the way the gut absorbs it. I mean, we could even put drugs up the anus.
We still do.
Yeah, you know, to absorb. So if a one size fits all may not work for everyone. So if you're out there and there's a drug that you need but don't tolerate for some reason, you know, open your eyes, go to a physician or a pharmacy that may give you a better option. So we're going to talk about a couple of different options that you've developed that, you know, may give patients some options. So the first one we'll talk about is testosterone. So testosterone, you know, in our clinic, we do pellets, we do injections, we do creams. They have some that go, creams that go in the nose, some that goes on the scrotum, some that goes under the armpits, but we don't use a lot of pills. And the reason we didn't is that, you know, historically we felt that pills of testosterone led to a higher rate of hepatocellular carcinoma or liver cancer. And so we got away from it, but newer research kind of got, you know, it's not as big of a deal. But what are the problems with taking a testosterone pill?
Well, it's important to realize the liver takes over when you're metabolizing oral testosterone.
Most of our listeners probably don't know what the liver's for.
Well, it's a way it detoxifies whatever you take in orally.
Everything that we eat goes through the liver.
It goes through the liver.
And it gets detoxified.
And it cleans it up. And sometimes certain drugs, when they go through the liver, the body increases its liver enzymes and things that are negative. And that's why sometimes we want to bypass the liver because we don't want to inflame the liver. And that's the reason why we do injections.
So if it's not in your stomach, and it goes in your body, there are ways to get into your bloodstream,
right?
That don't go through your stomach.
Exactly.
And so testosterone, when it goes through the stomach and through the liver, may lead to increased sex hormone binding globulin, perhaps increase in estrogen, and perhaps the creation of little benign lesions in the liver.
Right.
And so you've developed a way of giving testosterone orally that bypasses the stomach. How does that work?
The new technology has been able to take drugs and put it in a phospholipid miscule or a covering. And we're finding that pharmaceutical companies are taking testosterone and doing it orally and being able to get some of the same results. However, one size doesn't fit all. And many times there is some reactions to that. So we've been able to make that even better and making a faster absorption rate and with a much lower dosage, because we always think less is better. Just an amount of drug that's needed.
Right. Lowest effective concentration.
Exactly. Yeah. Less side effects. And so we've been able to develop a chewable form of testosterone that has been able to get all the positive benefits you would have for an injection without the negative of spikes and all the negative effects that you would have with liver. So this is something that's unique. It's different. We have a unique patented process and use an FDA-approved drug. And we think that we have something that your patients would really enjoy.
So this is a chewable testosterone that avoids the liver. Is that the general idea?
General idea, and there's no needles. A lot of people don't want to have testosterone replacement because they don't want to do injections.
Needle fatigue is something that we see frequently. So another area that people have needle fatigue is when they have to inject, you know, vasoactive drugs into their penis to be able to get an erection. This is classically known, you know, in our field as trimix. And, you know, the idea of sticking a needle into your penis is off-putting to some. I mean, I don't know why.
That's the first thing they go is, ooh. I don't.
But you've kind of, you know, helped shepherd a different form or a different way of delivering this vasoactive medicine into the penis. Describe it.
It's a dry, freeze-dried powder. We take the same drug, that's injections, and put it into a unit dose syringe that's intraurethral, inside the opening of the penis, and gets the same effect as the injections. So, again, this is a little bit more manipulative, but it's painless. No needles, same drug.
So, you know, putting something inside your urethra may not be as bad as putting a needle into the side of it, but not necessarily palatable to everybody. But for those of you desperate and where nothing is working or the pills are not tolerated and you don't want an inflatable penile prosthesis, this is certainly something that we would encourage people to try.
Right. And no scarring as well.
So your approach to pharmaceuticals is out of the box, just like your approach to regenerative medicine. You're really an amazing pioneer and a great resource to this city. So thank you for what you do, Ray.
Well, thanks for having us. You know, we want to educate people and let them know they have choices in their healthcare.
If people want to consult with you and learn more about your brand new pharmacy and your wonderful regenerative clinic, how do people get a hold of you in terms of phone numbers and websites?
Well, check out our website, pdlabsrx.com. It's a wealth of information on our website, a lot of educational pieces. And our phone number is 512-219-0724. And guess what? I still answer the phone.
I love it.
Hey, Ray, tell us about your open house, the date, and where they can find more information.
Yeah, check out our website, pdlabsrx.com. That's April 12th. Grand opening starts at 3 o'clock and some happy hour at 5. And our educational conference is on April the 13th.
Awesome. Call us at 512-238-0762. We might meet you at that happy hour.
There we go.
Our website is armormenshealth.com. And remember, you can catch our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Armor Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.